Among the 22 people waking up today to learn that they've received MacArthur Genius Awards are three Harvard professors. All three of them are under 40 years old, and the $500,000 award is expected to help them in their future work. One of the Harvard winners is psychology professor Matthew Nock, who is on the line. Well, congratulations on being a MacArthur Genius.
Thank you so much. It's really shocking news and exciting news.
How'd you find out?
I got a call while driving in my car from the MacArthur Foundation. They let me know that I was shockingly among one of the recipients of this year's MacArthur Fellowships.
Now, you're a clinical psychologist of suicide and self-injury. So
yes.
What do you want to hopefully do with this money? What kind of research do you think?
So in our research program, we are really just trying to understand why it is that people do things to harm themselves. We're trying to develop better ways, more accurate ways of identifying who is at risk, and ultimately trying to find ways to prevent self-harm. And so, you know, this is all a surprise. We don't have any concrete plans for the award just yet, but we're hoping to use the support from the foundation to keep advancing our work in this area.
Now, why people harm themselves? Are you talking about bad habits? Are you talking about all kinds of harm, or is it just suicide? What does that mean exactly?
No, we're primarily focused on direct, sort of intentional self-injury. We're really interested in understanding why people try to kill themselves or engage in what we call non-suicidal self-injury, things like cutting themselves or burning themselves as a way of trying to feel better. So we want to understand why people do this, how it actually helps people to feel better, and ultimately what we can give them to replace these behaviors.
How did the MacArthur Foundation become aware of your work? Do you know?
I don't know how anyone's aware of our work, foundation included. It really is a surprise and a mysterious process. My understanding is they confidentially contact scholars in the field and ask them to nominate people who may be deserving of recognition, and then they have other people evaluate those the folks that are identified in the first round. And so I'm really not sure how they found us, but, you know, happy that they did.
Now, your studies of non-suicidal self-injury, I believe
yes.
That's what the MacArthur Foundation looked at and said, let's give this guy some money so maybe he can figure out what suicidal self-injury markers might be. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, we study both. We think of them as distinct but certainly related behaviors, non-suicidal and suicidal self-injury. And so we've been working in both on both problems.
And so is there sort of an overarching theory that you've come up with thus far that says, you know, typically when someone is doing this, there is usually X?
People engage in all forms of self-harm as a way of escaping from some intolerable psychological state, whether it's they feel humiliated, they feel hopeless, hopelessly depressed. People often say that they, and our data suggests that they hurt themselves and try and kill themselves to escape from that.
Now, we hear a lot about non-suicidal self-injury among adolescents. There seems to be a lot of talk about cutting and mm-hmm. and all kinds of things like that I certainly don't remember from my adolescence. Does that mean that there's something going on in terms of what might be an oppressive psychological state that these adolescents need to relieve by doing this?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that a lot of researchers in this area have, and that is, you know, have the rates of self-injury been increasing? We really don't have good data over the years to test whether it is, in fact, increasing, but anecdotally, school nurses and teachers and psychologists and psychiatrists are saying they're seeing it a lot more. And my guess is that, you know, if we are seeing an increase, it's probably not in the underlying factors, but it's in how these problems manifest. So maybe that, you know, attempts to escape from some aversive problem or whatever the factors are to lead to this, when they used to lead to drinking and drug use and eating disorders, now some portion of kids are choosing to engage in self-injury instead.
And hopefully you'll be able to sort that all out and help us understand it. Matthew Nock, clinical psychologist and professor of psychology at Harvard University. Congratulations once again, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
The other Harvard professors awarded MacArthur Genius Grants today were Marcus Greiner, an associate professor of physics, and Roland Fryer, a professor of economics.